Schwartz sketched out a four-step program in which the patient is asked to relabel, reattribute, reassign, and revalue the OCD activities. For example, Dottie, the woman who feared 5 and 6, learned to say, "It's not me, it's my OCD." Schwartz notes, reattributing is particularly effective at directing the patient's attention away from demoralizing and stressful attempts to squash the bothersome OCD feelings by engaging in compulsive behaviors. He was not simply getting patients to change their opinions, but rather to actually change their brains. He wanted them to substitute a useful neural circuit for a useless one. For example, to substitute, "Go work in the garden," for "Wash hands 7 more times, until the neuronal traffic from the many different activities associated with gardening began to exceed the traffic from washing the hands. Over time, the hope was that the superhighway might slowly morph back into a dense but functional series of footpaths. Schwartz's UCLA group performed PET scans on 18 OCD patients with moderate to severe symptoms before and after they underwent individual and group four-step sessions. These patients were not treated with any type of drug. 12 improved significantly during the 10-week study period. Their PET scans showed significantly diminished metabolic activity after the treatment in both the right and left caudate, with the right side decrease particularly striking. There was also a significant decrease in the abnormally high and pathological correlations among activities in the caudate, the orbital frontal cortex, and the thalamus in the right hemisphere. In other words, these patients really had changed their brains. As Schwartz notes, "This was the first study ever to show that cognitive behavior therapy, or indeed any psychiatric treatment that did not rely on drugs, has the power to change faulty brain chemistry in a well-identified brain circuit. We had demonstrated such changes in patients who had, not to put too fine a point on it, changed the way they thought about their thoughts." Generally, Schwartz says, success with the four-step method depends on the patient doing two things: recognizing that faulty brain messages cause obsessive-compulsive behavior, and realizing that these messages are not part of the self. In this therapy, the patient is entirely in control. Both the existence and the role of the mind as independent of the brain are accepted. Indeed, that is the basis of the therapy's success. Responsible choices are possible.